Our first returns from Philadelphia, which showed that President Roosevelt is going to carry the city of Philadelphia by a very small margin. According to my percentage figures, it's by 51%. Well, the only thing that makes sense is to compare that with what he did in Philadelphia, or rather what Roosevelt did there in 44. And I find that the Democrats carried Philadelphia by 59%. In other words, that's an 8% loss. And since the vote in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, was very close, and a very tiny percentage figure separated the Roosevelt vote from the Dewey vote 4 years ago, it's perfectly obvious that if that 8% loss, or even a 6 or a 5 or a 4% loss, is carried over the state of Pennsylvania, is certainly going to go Republican. Now, in Tennessee, there's an interesting situation. I've got a figure here from Tennessee that shows that Truman has 102,000 votes and Dewey 80,000. I think that's the same figure you read a moment ago. Well, that gives Truman a 56% lead in the state of Tennessee. But 4 years ago, the Democrats had a 61% lead. So there's another 5% loss. Well, that's the story wherever I look. Ohio. Total vote now, I have it here, 278,000 for Truman, 335,000 for Dewey. Well, in 44, the Democrats had 49.8% of the popular vote. Today, they've only got 45%. Naturally, these figures are incomplete. And perhaps in Ohio, the Democrats are going to do better because a good many of the industrial districts have not come in early in that state. Now, in Indiana is the one state where I find that Truman, so far, is doing a little better than Roosevelt did 4 years ago. That is, the vote that I have here is 117,000 for Truman to 122,000 for Dewey. Well, 4 years ago, the Democrats had 47%. No, I'm wrong, because obviously the Democrats this time have much less. No, just about the same. I don't think there's very much difference there. Possibly it runs up to 49%, so that they have a 2% advantage, and that's the only state in which they have that advantage. So, summing up, all the figures that I have had, which I have managed to compare with those of 4 years ago, indicate a gain of anywhere from 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10% for Dewey. And we must always remember that there was only a 3% difference in the popular vote 4 years ago. So, would certainly shift the popular vote in Dewey's favor, and that means that it would shift the electoral vote by a very much larger margin.